This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
Everybody knows that when you hit up a 99-cent store, you're not going to find the best of quality items, but you will find the best deal and maybe the best laugh you've had in a long time. That's what happened to one couple who recently bought a $15 scooter at their local 99-cent store, and when they took it home to put it together, they couldn't help but share the hilariousness they found from reading the instruction manual.
Warning! Please don't ride on the forbidden place and ride in the rain day or on the slide road. After using, please don't lag in the sunshine directly and in the raining. Please don't close to the fire and...
Like, what does that even mean? What is the slide road?
It's all, like, it's from another country. And so they took the person at the company who was like, do you know any English? And they're like, kinda. And so they're like, okay, you write the manual. And so there's all these, the whole manual is all this broken English.
You would think that they would have some kind of program that they could put it through and be like, does this really make sense or not?
Type it up, put it in Google Translate and see what happens. You probably have a better odd of getting it at least closer than what that was.
Instead of slide road, keep out fire. Okay.
The sad thing is they were so happy with their deal, they still put it together somehow and let their kid ride it. Like that to me is, I mean, that's going back to the store, man.
I'm in love, I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show, and Hallmark Christmas movie season has already begun.
Oh, boy.
I know, and there's some good ones.
I know that there are a lot of women and you out there that enjoy this time of year. To me, I don't. Yeah. It just seems too sweetsy, too cookie cutter.
Yeah, and that's what I love about it. Because two things. I love predictable love, and I love the same story told over and over
exactly.
and over again.
Exactly. It's she has a lawyer boyfriend in town, but she goes to cookie cutter Christmas Colorado and finds a lumberjack, and that was her true love back in high school. Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
But there's always a misunderstanding somewhere in there, and
on both parts. On the old love and the new love. And then you've got to hate the old love to then love the new love.
Really, yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
so they usually show themselves as a rapscallion, you know. So, yeah, good stuff. So here's what we're going to do. In honor of the Hallmark movie Christmas season kicking off, we are going to play the Christmas movie name game, all right? I'm going to give you the synopsis of an actual movie, and then I'm going to give you two titles to choose from, 50-50. You decide which is the actual title. Okay. So here's an example. We'll play an example round with Betty, and then you'll get to play with us. A hardworking single mom gets into a war of words with a neighbor who she feels is ruining Christmas, only to find out that this is a misunderstood... Yeah, see, you got it. A misunderstood grouch who just may steal her heart.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it said a word battle or something?
Yeah, a battle of words, a war of words.
Okay, so that makes me think she's an author, or he's an author.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. So that's the official description. Is the name of this movie Noel Next Door or Merry Grinchmas? which is the name for this movie, buddy?
To me, Merry Grinchmas is just too negative, so I'm going to go with the Noel one.
Noel Next Door?
Yeah.
Well, you know her name will be Noel, and she lives next door. Yes!
I knew it!
There you go. Nicely. See, you're made for this, and you don't like these movies.
I don't want to be.
Yeah. All right. So 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play along with us, you want to play the Hallmark movie name game, we need one person right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you watch a lot of Hallmark movies, that'll be better for you, too, because you'll kind of know instinctively what the right names should and shouldn't be. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show. Vanetta, welcome to the Hallmark movie name game. Do you watch a lot of Hallmark movies?
Yes, a lot of it.
Oh, good. Well, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you a actual description, the official description of the movie, and you just tell us what the name is. I'm going to give you two options. You got a 50-50 shot, okay? So here we go. Becca and Robbie are a married couple, and they're just having a hard time connecting with each other as the holidays approach. Just before Christmas, they head to a cozy Vermont inn at the advice of their marriage coach so they can recharge. Their weekend gets unexpectedly extended when a mishap puts their car out of commission.
What?
Yeah, and just may put them on the road to a happily ever after. So, is it We Wish You a Merry Christmas or Mistletoe Towing Company?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. I just watched this.
Oh, no. So great. And she's so happy about that.
Vanetta, was it any good? Did it live up to your expectations?
Yes, it sure did. I love it.
Okay, well, there you go. They got together, right? And they saved their marriage?
Yep, everything worked out.
So good. Okay, here we go. Here's another one. When a holiday rom-com movie shooting in her town needs a costume designer, they always have good jobs too, Carrie, a local shop owner, steps into the role. While working on the movie, she rediscovers her passion for costume design and finds herself falling for Brad, the film's leading man. Okay, have you seen this one yet?
I don't think so.
Okay, okay. Well, if you've seen one, you've seen them all. But anyway, is it Single All the Way or Lights, Camera, Christmas?
Lights, Camera, Christmas.
You do spend a lot of time on the Hallmark Channel. That is absolutely right. Woo! Nicely done. That is 2 out of 3, and that is enough to win. Nicely done, Vanetta.
Thank you. I think I watch too much Hallmark.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
Monday School is what Wally learned at church in 3 minutes or less. Think of it as like the Twitter version of church.
So we talked about the importance and blessing of sharing Christ with others, and it can be intimidating, but you have to remember that you're actually doing something good for someone, because sometimes like, oh, I don't want to be pushy and, you know, or off-putting, but then if you care enough about them to share the gospel with them and you do it from the right perspective, like that, like I care about you, then it usually goes better for you. And when we share our faith, there's two sides to the story. The first side of the story is God's story, what he did for us, and the fact that he is the only one who loves us unconditionally. Because we have a lot of examples in our lives of people who do not love us unconditionally. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of examples of bad fathers, and he's a perfect heavenly father. So there's things you can draw on, you know, thematically to share your faith. But you're telling his story, you know, and we've been trusted by God to share his story. But the second story is your story. And that's the one that no one can really argue with. You know, you can debate theology and stuff like that, but you sharing your story is your experience, and you know it better than anybody else. And So I think that's a way that you can have an impact on people, because you're uniquely qualified to share your story, because no one has your story, you know? And you might be surprised, too, how it lands, because You think of all these other people that have these giant jailhouse conversions or these big stories. I was a drug addict and I came to know Christ and he turned my life around. Like, now that's a story. Mm-hmm. You know, mine is I grew up in a Christian home and I really didn't have any problems.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, that doesn't mean that it's not important.
Exactly. Because the amount of people that had massive drug problems is probably a lot lower than the people that had a normal, just whatever life, you know? And so you can connect with people on that level. And so basically, if you've been like wanting to share your story, but you've been nervous about it, here's a good way to remind it, or a good way to, you know, help you go through it, is share your life before Christ. Here's where I was. Here's what was happening in my life. This is where I was at. Then how you personally met Christ. Like, what was it that led to that moment in your life? Was it somebody else sharing with you? You know, and then finally, your life now. Like, the difference that Jesus has made. And hopefully there's a difference, you know, there should be.
I hope so.
You know, in that personal relationship and what that brings you, things like joy and peace and contentment, because that's the stuff people are looking for. That's the stuff that they try to desperately find other places.
And also keep in mind that people are always watching, so your, you know, how you react to difficult situations, if you're showing peace and contentment through the whole thing, that speaks volumes.
And if you think about it, the Bible Bible is a book filled with stories of people's lives. I mean, that's what it is. And so, you know, and it's the difference that Christ made when they encountered him. And so that's what your life is today. We have the same ability because there's power in the gospel that will transcend like our verbal abilities for sure. And if we're bold enough and care enough to share Christ with those around us, it can make a huge difference for them. And it's a blessing for you at the same time. So there you go. That's your Monday School today.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This here's the Wally Show. A little good news giddy up for you. Round up a cavalcade of some good news stories because the regular news is a bit of a bummer. Betty Rock, let's start with you. Good news giddy up. Go.
There was a cat named Edgar. He got lost. Bless him.
Edgar.
His owners were carrying him like in a little carrier, and he somehow got out of that.
That little scamp.
And escaped on the subway platform. They couldn't find him.
Oh, that just got real.
But during... you're so invested. So this was happening during the World Series. And because of that, there were more transit workers on duty. So they started a massive search. And one of the extra workers, they spotted Edgar.
Nice.
And now Edgar is home, safe and sound.
Nice. In the meantime, there were 8 people mugged.
But, it doesn't matter. But Edgar's home.
That's right. Good news, giddy up. They found Edgar. There's an elderly lady. You got to ride this story out with me because it doesn't start in a good place, but it ends good because it's good news, giddy up. Who drove her car off the road and plunged into a canal.
Whoa.
Because in Florida, man, there's canals everywhere. And so she could have drowned, but paraglider, someone with that parachute thing with the fan strapped on their back, was floating around, saw it happen. He and his buddy land in a field right next to her, which is amazing, and they go over and help rescue her.
What?
Yeah, seriously. And the paramedics, someone else called 911, and the paramedics got there, got her to the hospital. Only minor injuries for this elderly lady.
Holy cow.
Yeah, all because these paragliders figured out how to get down. You know, and
figured
lander.
How to get down. Yeah, and what would be terrible is that they were trying to land and then hurt themselves.
Yes, so they're like, they ended up in the water too.
Once you're done with her, can you come and help
me? Save me as well. All right, that's gonna do it for your good news giddy up. And good news giddy up, everyone comes out okay.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
So we've all watched celebrities and billionaires go to space for a couple minutes of weightlessness. I mean, now it seems so passe, you know, with all the space race between Richard Branson and Jeffrey Bezos and stuff. And I would love to have an extra $5 million or so to get a seat on one of those rockets.
No, no, really? I wouldn't go. Nope, nope.
Why?
Because there's too much that could go wrong.
Or and right.
No, and I feel like there's very close quarters. I just, no.
Yeah.
No, it's not
I
worth it.
I would love it because I would love to see, like, closer to the majesty of what God... Like, I'm always amazed that, like, I go and I see nature stuff. I'm like, man, we think we've built all these beautiful buildings and stuff like that, and then God builds a mountain. And you're like, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think space would deepen... my faith.
I have enough faith. I have enough gratitude here.
Well, here's the deal. Virgin Galactic, they're on track for commercial flights as early as second quarter 2023.
So no.
So that just average people could pay to go on this space tourism and stuff like that.
Nope.
How much do you think it'll cost you? What do you think it'll set you back? It was $5 million originally.
At least $1 million.
You could go to space for the low price of $200,000 to $450,000.
Nuh-uh.
That is a great deal.
You know, to me, though, the cheaper it is, the more I'm like, am I going to make it or not?
Yeah. Well,
you know, and, like, I want it to be expensive.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead and charge me extra and tighten all the bolts, you know?
Exactly.
I am curious, like, the difference between $200,000 and $400,000. Is there a first class, you know? And, yeah. And they've got someone that's, like, serving you food on China.
Or is this the equivalent of, like, a Spirit airline flight?
Yes,
you know, like,
yeah.
You're not going to get your luggage put on. You may not make it back.
I can't wait till it goes and gets really super budget, you know, and where you got to pay for everything, and including overhead space. And yeah, I mean, it'd be fascinating if we get to that point, or even if they're just doing the traveling up into the ionosphere or whatever, where they can make that big arc and they can get you across the country in like 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like that would be amazing.
No, I still wouldn't do it.
Still wouldn't do it?
Nope.
What if it's the same as getting on a plane now?
Like I still don't like that either.
Because that's dangerous too.
I don't know.
Let me just tell you this. You have a better chance at dying in a plane crash. That's all I had to say.
Not going.
Exactly. Well, there you go. Well, I will be going to space as soon as it gets down to about, you know, the flight of an airline ticket. You know, $150, $300, $500, I'll go. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and I got a email from Christine the other day, and she says, "Hey, I love the show, and I'm wondering if you or some people that listen could help me out. I'm looking for like a quick, easy 30-second prayer to have memorized. I'll be starting radiation next week for breast cancer treatments, and I have to hold my breath for 25 to 30 seconds, which doesn't sound like a long time until you try it. Absolutely, it is. I can't hold my breath nearly as long as I used to as a kid." And so she's like, so I'm trying to, you know, come up with something that will keep my head on that and you know, distracted from what's going on. And as I thought about this, I thought, you know what, I don't have any prayers memorized, but I have Bible verses memorized, you know? And I thought that could do the same thing for her.
For sure.
Like, if you look at Psalm 23, okay, if you're sitting in a place where you are going through radiation and you have to concentrate and hold your breath, what's better than this? He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me to the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me. Like, if you memorize that, nicely done. It's only six verses, though, but it's one of those things that I think just reminding yourself and repeating scripture, there's a reason for that, because it's truth. And when it's inside of you and you can recite it word for word and feel it, then it can make a difference.
And man, this is a life lesson for us. I mean, for me, you know, like, we go through hardships, and it is so important to have, you know, God's word in your mind, because it's so easy to be bombarded through the world of all the negativity, but to be reminded to change our perspective and know that God sees us, he knows us, he's there in our future waiting on us.
And if that's what you fill your heart with when stress hits and things that are difficult hit, that's what comes out. If you put more of that in and less of the other stuff, because sometimes, like, when you hit your thumb with a hammer, yay, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death is not what comes out, you know, but it should. And so, like, I got to get better at that too, you know.
Also, I do want to let everyone know, in case they were thinking you are holier than them.
Right.
Wally was earlier reading that scripture.
Yes, yes. Just to make sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to set the bar,
thank
you,
you
know, because I don't want people to be under the impression that you are.
No, I only have part of that memorized. And so I did want to talk with you about this, though, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show and sharing your perspective. And maybe you've got the thing that will help Christine, because maybe you've gone through something like this before and it was difficult and serious and hard, and you found a verse that really helped you, and you can share your story around that verse. I would love that. So 855-33-WAY-FM. What's your go-to, you know, memory verse for difficult times and why? 855-33-WAY-FM. Do you have something like that there, Kathy?
I've been through breast cancer and lung cancer. And what I have found out, that there is a song that I sing.
Oh.
I have been singing it for 14 years, called Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name.
Oh, that is a great idea.
The whole time I was doing radiation, especially when I was going through scans, you know, you're in those machines and they make those horrible noises.
Yeah.
And there's no type of headphone that's going to cancel that out. And I asked them, I said, will y'all hear me singing if I'm singing? And they said, well, no, that makes too much racket. And I said, that's good, because my singing is not that great. But I said, I'll be singing, that's all.
Well, I'm glad that you're on the other side of this and doing well, and I really appreciate the advice, because, I mean, that's why we play all these great songs, is because they matter and they make a difference. And so being able to sing a song that you can remember to get you through that is such a great idea, Kathy. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I will keep her in my prayers, because I know with me, that was the one thing that got me through, was knowing that I was being prayed for.
Yeah. You know what? And I know you will. So thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Do you have any verse that you kind of go to when you're in a situation like that?
Good morning. I do. I had a total of 10 miscarriages, but 8 before my first daughter. And Luke 1:45 got me through my situation. I actually had that engraved on some dog tags, so that when I was in places where I felt overwhelmed, or that things started rising up in me, I could just kind of touch my dog tags and rub them. But it's blessed she who has believed that what the Lord has said shall be accomplished. So I had to trust God through that period of time, and I now have 3 beautiful children.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a good verse, too. It's pretty simple and easy to memorize. Yes. That's a big thing for me. My favorite one is John 11:35. Jesus wept. But I'm not being silly, because that verse has so much power, because it's about Lazarus being raised from the dead, and how mad Mary and Martha were that Jesus didn't get there sooner, and he hurt for them in their hurt. And that's, I love that story, and that's why I love that verse.
It's all about trusting him and pressing through, especially when you can't see him and you don't understand, and it seems like it's just like a desolate situation.
Well, Lorinda, thank you, man. Luke 1:45, if anyone is interested in, like, yep, that's exactly what I needed to hear today.
Amen.
So what's yours?
Our family verse is Galatians 6:9. It says, and let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And I'm reminded of my brother's mother-in-law that passed away almost 20 years ago, and then my sister-in-law that passed away 3 years ago. And both of them were uber focused on others. And even when they were in their darkest times, they would say, how are you today? And they would write down scripture and memory verses to lift up other people, so that they were not inwardly focused.
This is also one of the reasons why I love the prayer wall, is because even if you're going to the prayer wall at wayfm.com and asking for prayer, you can look around and see other people that need it and take a minute to pray for them. And it does exactly what you're talking about, Katie. It's like taking the focus off of your issues and putting it onto somebody else. And that ultimately helps you as well during this, you know, difficult time. So I appreciate you being on with us today. Thank you.
Well, we'll be in prayer for her. And I just know that you'll be an encouragement to her through that as well.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally-ish.
Betty Rock, what is the best part of going to the airport, about being in the airport? What's the best thing in the airport?
People watching.
Okay, that's not a bad answer. It's incorrect, but it's not a bad answer. It is the moving sidewalks.
Oh, those are fun.
Are those not amazing? Mm-hmm. I never know why people don't get on those. It's fun to pass people and look at them like, what's wrong with you? Going all analog and just walking like a normal biped?
Well, it just feels like you're a superhero
or something.
Like, it's just amazing.
Yeah, you're moving faster than the speed of walk. It's great. And so, I am all for those. And I've always wanted those in real life, like, to be everywhere. But that's not happening. But there's a tech startup company that is working on battery-powered shoes, believe it or not.
Okay, so it would feel like we're always on a runway, no matter where we're at?
Yeah.
That sounds dangerous.
It's perfectly safe-ish. It allows you to walk 250% faster. So think of, like, how much faster you could get done with things. You could get if you're doing, like, interval walks, like, for your insurance and stuff.
Yeah.
Or just your general health, you could get that done faster. They need some to work on the name. They're called Moonwalkers.
Moonwalkers.
Yeah, kind of a cheesy name. But the weird thing is, that's what happens when you let science people create something and name it. Just you create it, give it to a marketing person. But they do kind of look like you're moonwalking forward. So I get where they got that. But they're designed to let you walk and walk faster. So they have wheels all on them, which sounds like super dangerous. Like, adults and roller skates don't mix.
No, and I'm just waiting for the lawsuit that's going to say I was hit Oh, yeah. A hit and run by somebody on moonwalkers.
Yeah, a hit and walk.
Hit and walk.
Yeah, so, yeah, they have, like, all these wheels, and they basically, you step into them with your normal shoes. And think of it like this. It's like miniature Segways for your feet. Is what it is, basically.
This is just a bad idea.
No, I think it's a great idea. And so they'll even stop you if you're walking, because you think, okay, what about stairs or downhill? They've thought of that. Like, it all works internally, and the shoes talk together so that they know which foot is doing, you know, what, and so they won't, like, have one foot go crazy.
I would try it,
yeah,
for sure. The part that scares me is that they're battery-powered.
Sure.
And I know how batteries work. Like, there's one that's going to go dead, the other one's going to be fine.
And then you just go in a circle. What's the worst thing that can happen? Well, the good news is you probably won't have to fear that, Rock, because they're $1,400.
Yeah, I'm not going to have those anytime soon.
But that is a small price to pay to really not have to walk anymore. You know, like, I mean, it's doing the work for you. I mean, I take it from a person that has an e-bike. It's glorious. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're going to do a little thing called One Word Weekend. This is where you give us your weekend in one word. It's pretty self-explanatory, but we like to try to guess what it was that happened on your One Word Weekend. So, Betty Rock, we'll do an example with you. Make an example of you.
Mine is Selenmus.
Selenmus? Okay. Does Selena Gomez have a Christmas special on the Hallmark Channel is what I'm guessing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good guess. Is that what you want to go with?
I'm going to go with that because I know you like Selena Gomez a lot. Like, you wanted to see some...
Just because I wanted to see your documentary doesn't mean that I really like her.
See,
just
this is
things
why,
that I'm interested.
This is where you and women in general confuse me. Like, my wife will show me something. She's like, oh, here's this purse I really like. I'll go buy it for her. And then, like, one day I'll surprise her with it. And she'll be like, What is this? Why did you give me this? I'm like, you said you liked it. Just because I said I liked it doesn't mean I want it. Oh, my gosh.
I never said that about Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
You just read into it. I said, oh, I can't wait to watch her documentary.
Meaning you kind of like her. No?
No.
Okay.
I'm just interested in her life.
Okay.
But no, Selena's, that is not what it means.
What is it?
So I went over to a friend's house, and they were decorating for Christmas and needed help. So I went with them. But as we were doing it, we were listening to Celine Dion.
Oh! Yes.
Far, wherever you are, I believe.
Does she do this as a tradition?
Or no, just random? It just happened.
It was just
the Christmas spirit.
It was a moment. Yeah, I would have gone with a Christmas thing. Like, it's funny because when we decorate trees, we watch the movie Elf and eat clam dip. And I know you think that's weird, but no weirder than that, honestly. Like, that's like not even on brand. My wife was gone this weekend, and she's been like really wanting to do the tree. And so I put the whole tree up for her.
Whoa.
While she was gone. I didn't decorate it, but because she likes to do that. But I set it
you
all up, did
it.
All the lights. Oh, and it was a disaster. And so I fluffed it. And then she calls me, and I'm like, she's like, yeah, I'm home. And I'm like, no word about it. Doesn't mention it. I'm like, what in the world? Like, did somebody steal it? Because I figured she'd walk in and be like, what? That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, that's weird. I just figured you'd call me when you walked in the living room. She's like, oh, I'm still in the garage. I'm like, okay, never mind.
Oh.
And so I ruined the surprise.
Yeah. That checks out.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so what is your one-word weekend? You give us the word, and we'll try to guess what happened. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with you, Melissa, and we're doing One Word Weekend where you give us a word and we'll try to guess what happened on your weekend. What do you got?
My word is kingdom.
Here's what I think. Your husband was thinking that he was the king of the kingdom, and you had to reinstate some balance.
Yep.
And remind him that while it is still technically a kingdom, you're the queen of that kingdom.
No.
No. Okay.
I think that you went to Kentucky Kingdom and you took the kids and y'all had a great time. They complained a lot, but you put them in their place.
No.
Okay. So what is kingdom for your weekend?
I took my granddaughter to her first concert at the Alabama Theater,
And it was We the Kingdom and Corey Asbury.
Oh, We the Kingdom's great. And so is Corey Asbury. That's a great show.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm an 80s rocker at heart, and I was blown away by their performance. It was beautiful. My granddaughter is an introvert, and she has social anxiety, and it was so beautiful to see her come alive. She could not sit down.
Really? That's cool.
She was hollering and screaming and clapping, and so was I. But it was beautiful.
That's awesome that that's her first concert story, because, like, you always remember, like, the first concert you went to. Like, what was yours, Melissa?
Okay, so it was the Osmond Brothers.
Nice.
That's how old I am.
Nice. Okay? I like that. My first concert was a Journey cover band. Like, not even Journey. It was a cover band at Six Flags. And so I'll always remember that, and it's not a great memory. But for your granddaughter to go see We the Kingdom and Corey Asbury, she'll always have that, which makes you the best grandma
it's
ever.
Real.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. When we come across different little clips of audio, whether it's from TikTok or Instagram or something like that, we want to share it with you. This one was scrolling through my TikTok feed there. And it's like kids are the best because kids are just kind of honest and they say what's on their mind and they don't have a lot of filters, you know. Mm-mm. And they just like you ask them a question and here it goes. And so this was a guy asking kids about their favorite Bible stories, and it's kind of priceless.
What's your favorite Bible story? How's it go?
Humpty Dumpty.
Bible story.
When Jesus made the water into wine.
Yes, that was a miracle, wasn't it?
Yes.
And what does the story about Jesus making the water into wine teach us?
When you run out of wine, get on your knees and pray.
In the audience, there's a mom going, "No, please don't say that." Oh, but they're the best, man. They're the best. And that's your random act of audio for today. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And part of what we do here, in addition to playing great music to encourage you and lift you up throughout the day, is this thing called the Prayer Wall. And it's where people post prayer requests. And they are all over the place, man. This was one says, "Hey, I'm a single mom of five who needs spiritual, mental, and a financial breakthrough. I'm left solely responsible for caring and getting all my children to school in a car that's barely making it. I'm just grateful that God has given me the strength to carry on. Yesterday, I fell asleep at the stoplight because of how tired I am."
Ooh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, that's a mom that is holding it down and working. Says, "God has always made a way, but I'm also tired of having to ask others for help. I just need prayer, and I pray with my children every morning, but now I need an army of prayers so that God hears me. Thank you for the prayer wall." Mm. You know, so she's down in it, man. She's going through it, but she's getting comfort and peace, because one of the coolest parts of the prayer wall once you post one is when people pray for you.
Yeah, so when you go to wayfm.com and click on the prayer wall, or when you text pray to 91979, you'll see all these requests from people, and you can read those. When you pray for them, you can click a box that says that you did so, and then that person either gets a notification through their phone or through their email saying, "Hey, somebody prayed for you." And that's exactly what could happen for this woman as well.
Yeah, and that's kind of what she's needing. And so that reminder of throughout the day, just your phone, bing, 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 bing. Sounds like a pinball machine sometimes. But it's like, it will, I guarantee you these will come at the right times, but she's like looking for that reminder that other people are kind of in this with her, mm-hmm. and helping her, and she'll get that. And that's one of the beautiful things about the prayer wall. We'd love to have you get involved with it. In posting a prayer is great, but then also while you're there, taking a minute to pray for somebody else, because the difference that makes in your life too, even when you're going through stuff, you might find something that connects with you and you can do exactly for them what you're asking people to do for you as well. So it's great. Just text the word pray to 91979 and we'll send you a link.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face. And she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos. And now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Due to her battle with lupus, Disney child star and pop princess Selena Gomez at 24 years old had to undergo a kidney transplant. Man, that's so young for a kidney transplant too. But thankfully, her best friend, actress Francia Reza, was a match and was willing to give her best friend the life-giving organ she needed to live her best life, making them the ultimate kidney sharing best of friends.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like soulmates, but you're like kidney mates, you know, for sure. Like, I would think there's a bond there forever.
I would think so too. Well, 5 years later, the two may not be all that close anymore.
Like, can I have that back? You know, remember that thing I gave you? What did I give you? I gave you a sweater. I'd like that back. And a kidney.
In a recent interview, Selena claimed the only friend she had in the industry was Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Well, Francia, she's an actress.
Yeah.
A well-known actress. And word got back to her, and she was not happy, commenting on the article with, quote, interesting, ... end quote.
See, you can't give a gift like a kidney and like, give it with strings.
Well, people started to notice that interesting comment was deleted soon after she stopped following Selena Gomez on Instagram.
What
does it mean? Well, fans of Selena, they noticed the whole thing. Selena later commented with, quote, sorry I didn't mention every person I know.
But I would lead with the person that gave me a kidney. I'm going to lead with that person.
Yeah. It's understandable if she just mentioned Taylor Swift and no one had given her a kidney. But with one person giving you a kidney, they need to be at the top of your list.
Yeah, or at least a close second. You know, I've got only one friend in the business, you know, is Taylor Swift, you know, because she understands what we're going through. And then I'll always be indebted to my kidney pal.
But then again, you can't give an organ and expect,
right?
You know, like, it's kind of like, I don't know, is hanging it over her head. That's not fair either.
Exactly. Yeah, strings attached, which I would have literally had strings attached to it so I could take it back. So there you go. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And Matthew Perry recently has been talking about his battle with drugs and alcohol. And, you know, he wrote a book and he's finally on the other side of this. And you obviously know him from Friends, Chandler Bing, you know, and he was always kind of like the fun guy that never had any problems. And, you have to wait for the clap.
He was literally one of the best characters on there.
And so, like, it's funny to hear him talk about all this stuff. And he said something that really jumped out to me in one of the interviews he was doing. He recounted the first prayer that he remembered praying. And he prayed to God and said that God could do anything to him that he wanted so long as he became famous. He was young. And it's like, that's interesting, you know, like, whatever you want to do, Lord, just make me famous. Like, that was how strong that drive in him was to become known and recognized.
And that it's that prayer stuck with him.
Yeah.
That's interesting, too.
But it is interesting, though, for him to look back on it now. He's like, yeah, that was the first prayer I ever prayed. And I look back on it now as a really dumb prayer. It was like the prayer of a really young person.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. Like, it's like growth, and there's growth in your faith. And I don't know where his faith is or whatever. But, like, you know, you grow in your faith. But when you're a child, Your prayers sometimes are kind of funny. You know, if you're a parent listening to them, I remember one time my daughter was praying and we used to tuck her in every night. And we would, you know, sing our little song, and then we'd have her say prayers and stuff. And I loved it. She's sitting there, you know, pray, God, that you give me a good day in school tomorrow and that I do well on my test. And I just pray that you be with Daddy as he goes to work and help him to have a good day and, you know, make a difference, you know, with what he does. And I just pray that you be with Mommy. With whatever it is she does. And like that did not go over well. and like years later, Haley was trying to explain it. Like, I meant like whatever she was doing that day.
Sure.
I'm like, sure. Yeah. So have you ever heard your kids have a funny prayer that kind of stuck with you? One that you remember, you're like, okay, this is someone that's just kind of figuring it mm-hmm. all out. They don't fully understand it, but this is funny.
It
you know?
Is. It can be cute for sure.
Absolutely. So if you got one, I'd love to hear it. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Has your child ever prayed something that you kind of giggled at?
Yeah, well, we've got five, so we've heard a lot of funny things. But one that still sticks with our family is when my third daughter was praying, she was trying to pray for the missionaries, and all she could get was she wanted to pray for the Michigans. So now when we're praying as a family, we can't even say missionaries anymore. We just say Michigans, and she's 18 now.
Oh, that's so funny. You just kind of kept it going. That's great. Well, you guys are obviously not from Ohio, because Ohioans never pray for Michigans.
That's for sure.
All right, Jessica, you're up. What's that funny prayer you heard your kid pray?
Hey, he's prayed so many funny prayers, but it wasn't until he was 5 years old, and he's only six now, that we realized he was ending his prayers with, "Aw, man."
Oh, instead of amen?
Instead of amen. He did his prayer, "Aw, man." And we'd say, we heard it. We're like, "Buddy?" He's like, "Well, I thought we were just sad that prayer was over."
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, but that's good that he was sad that prayer was over, man. That's good. Instead of, "Aw, man." Well, hey, Jessica, I appreciate you being on with us today. Thank you.
Thanks, Wally.
Deanna shared this one. She said her daughter would pray when we were in the car at night that God would move the moon to her side of the car. And then when I had to turn, she would say, "Thank you, God," and believe she did it.
That's so great.
It's so cute.
All right, Kurt, you're up. What was that kind of funny or silly prayer your kid prayed?
All right, so years back, my youngest son was, when he was about 2 or 3 years old, he asked me for a dog for Christmas. And I told him that I didn't want a dog in the house. So he said he would ask Santa Claus. And I told him, I said, "Well, Santa Claus isn't going to get you a dog," because I said no. So he goes and sits down in front of the Christmas tree, folds his little hands up, looks up at the sky. And I looked at him and I said, "Riley Bug, what are you doing?" And he turned around and looked at me and he said, "I'm going to ask Jesus."
He's like, "You know what? I'm going up the ladder. I'm going over your head, Dad. I'm going straight to the man."
Yes, he did. Well, me being sarcastic, I looked at him. I said, "Well, good luck with that." That very night, my wife was closing up work, and a husky walked right in the back door, sat down right in front of her, and just started wagging its tail. So she brought it home, and we had Allie for 11 years.
Oh, my goodness.
There was no way I was telling him he couldn't have the dog that God had given him.
Right, exactly.
And that's the case for Carolina and her son. She said they were out trick-or-treating. Her son was 4 years old, and he had gotten ahead of us to the next house. I saw him face down in the front yard of the next house. I yelled at him and asked him, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm praying to God that there will be more candy at the next house."
That's so great. "Lord, don't leave me in my time of need. You provided manna for the Israelites."
You can do it again.
Just make it a full-size Three Musketeers, please. All right, JoJo, what's that funny prayer you've heard your kid pray?
A few years ago, my daughter was about 2 or 3 years old, and my husband was sick, and so she was praying for him, and we were in her room praying, and I think she was wanting to say, "Lord, please heal my daddy," but instead she said, "Lord, please kill my daddy."
Oh, gee.
And I just blurted out, "No!"
Yeah, don't listen to the child, Lord! She doesn't know what she's saying!
So I was like, "No!" No!
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.